It was Maya Angelou who said, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Hi, this is Ginger, advisor at 12listen.com and host of my new show, Heart Matters, at 12radio.com. Heart Matters is a place where we explore all matters of the heart, anything that has real meaning to you. Heart Matters will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's my hope that Heart Matters becomes more than just a weekly radio show, but a place that leaves you feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because your heart matters. May you always leave here feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because, well, your heart matters.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Heart Matters here on 12 Radio. I am your guest host tonight, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Ginger and Luna are taking a little break, and I'm here tonight with my pal, my doggy companion, Freya. I was just telling Jay she's been a little extra vocal today. I don't know why. It's probably because of the eclipse, right? So you might hear her tonight. She might chime in. I'm an astrologer, professional astrologer, spiritual business coach, and I'm also an intuitive advisor here at 12listen, which I absolutely love. I am on every day at some point because I don't want to miss a call from you all. And I'm also a women's embodiment coach, and I'm living right now from the East Coast, but I'm living near Boulder, Colorado. So it's Wednesday, middle of the week, October the 2nd. That may be the first time I said October out loud this year. October the 2nd, it's 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 Mountain Time, and 8 on the East Coast. And the sun and the moon are both in Libra. Today is the day of the new moon solar eclipse. And we're going to talk about the eclipse energies during the show tonight. My plan is to, I don't even know. You probably have heard about the eclipse all day long here on 12 Radio. But I'm going to talk about the eclipse a little bit more. And I have some horoscopes prepared for you. And then if we have some time, I'll do some readings for folks who are live with us in the chat room tonight. Speaking of which, the coolest thing I think about 12 Radio is that we have this secret room where we can all gather. It's over on Facebook. And if you're not there yet and you want to join us, what you want to do is go to our website, 12radio.com, and on the left-hand side of the page, you'll see a button that says chat. I think it still says chat, and it's going to pop you right over to our Facebook group. And if you haven't joined the group yet, you do have to request to join. But I'm here, Jay is here, and we'll be happy to let you in to join us tonight. I'm going to go over there right now and see who's here today, tonight. Last time I had a show on air here at 12 Radio, it started, it was at 7 a.m. Pacific time. So I'm used to saying good morning. So I'm going to say good evening to Pamela. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Thank you for saying hi to Freya and I. Yeah, watch now. She's going to take a nap. She was just barking, which is unusual for her. She's not like a big barker, but I don't know. Eclipse energy can make anyone a little frustrated, right? So, hey, Pamela. And Renee is here tonight. So lovely to see you here. And we also have Tara joining us tonight. Whew, you guys, talk to me in the chat room. Let me know. You know, eclipses happen on new moons and full moons. This happens to be the new moon in Libra, sun and moon in Libra tonight, today. And we just passed the eclipse, actually. I think it was exact, late morning, mountain time. So right now, yes, the moon is at 12 degrees and the sun is at 10 degrees. So they're a little bit further apart, but you know what? We're still in this energy of the new moon, the new moon eclipse. Eclipses last, the energy of an eclipse will last 6 months, because in 6 months we'll have another eclipse cycle. And eclipses always come in pairs, and they are 2 weeks apart. So 2 weeks ago we had that lunar eclipse, and today we're having the solar eclipse in Libra. So tell me in the chat room, what has this been like for you? Eclipses often mark endings, but with the new moon energy in particular, it's definitely been about endings. So we start with the full moon eclipse, lunar eclipse, and now we're in the new moon solar eclipse. So during these 2 weeks, chances are you were able to see more clearly than ever some issues in your life that were eclipsed, you know, that were kind of like under the surface, because our psyche does that. Like, we take things that are difficult to handle, and sometimes we just tuck them under until there's a time for us to deal with it, because we're trying to survive, because we're living our life, because we're having fun, whatever it is. But chances are, over the last 2 weeks, and maybe even a little bit before that, you began to really see, like, like, I get it now. I get it now. And this particular one today in Libra is very much about relationships. Libra is our seventh house in astrology, and it is the only astrology sign that whose symbol is an inanimate object. All the other signs have, like, animals and, you know, whatnot, and Libra has a scale. So Libra is definitely about balance. It doesn't mean that every Libra you're going to walk into every Libra sun sign is living their perfectly balanced life. No, but Libra energy tends to very much be focused on finding balance, feeling that sense of balance. And, you know, balance is like an everyday process. I don't think we're ever, like, balanced. You know, like, there's always a little bit of juggling going on. There's always, like, okay, well, I need to stop this project so I can go pick up the kids from school or whatever. Like, there's always a balancing that's happening. And right now, with this particular eclipse, this is the eclipse where the sun is shining and then suddenly it isn't. And I'm looking to see, like, who got to see this particular eclipse. I think it was over, like, I read somewhere it was Easter Island. If you know in the chat, you can let us know, because I know it wasn't over the United States like the ones in Aries season back in April. However, we still get to feel the energy of it. So what's going on in your relationships? What's happening? What are you noticing? These are all questions you can answer in the chat room tonight, but also just good questions to kind of ask yourself. Sometimes our focus is so much on our outer life that we forget that we have needs. We forget that our inner life needs our attention too. You know, so how is your being? I have a really close friend who, instead of saying, "How are you?" she says, "How is your being?" Or, "How are you? How are you being?" Yeah, I like that. How is your being? What's happening? Are you in balance? Have you been having, like, some awarenesses about things you haven't noticed before? I know I have had to get really clear about some things in friendships, without getting into a lot of detail. And, oh gosh, and then also, I mean, in all aspects of my life, relationships, of all kinds, between me and friends, between me and my dog, between me and my finances, between me and work, like trying to see, like, what have I not been noticing that's here, that is uneclipsed now, that has come to light, so that I can notice it and decide what changes I want to make. With eclipses, there can be like a little more drama than you might have under your, like you might have more now than you would under the normal new moon, like, because this is true for a new moon. Things come to light in the full moon and the new moon, and things are ready to for us to let go of. But it's not that cut and dry, right? We don't just decide, I'm letting go of this issue. It's a little bit more tricky than that, because our mind, I was just reading some Joe Dispenza, I think he was saying like some 90% of our thoughts that we have today, 95% of our thoughts were the same as the thoughts we had yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. And if we're not aware, if we don't bring awareness and attention to those thoughts, we can really begin to carry around the weight of those thoughts that may or may not be true. I don't know if you guys have read any of his books. I highly recommend Joe Dispenza. I highly recommend his really weird meditations. And I'm going to say they're weird because he has said that too. It's not like any other meditation you've ever experienced in your life. There's a lot of people have posted his meditations on YouTube. There's playlist on Spotify and maybe even on Apple Podcasts. You can go and do a search just to get a taste for some of these meditations. Cause I feel like I came from a chaotic childhood. We had trauma in our family. We had alcoholism and addiction. So listening to Joe Dispenza sometimes, like, it's triggering to listen to these meditations because I start to feel like I'm being yelled at. And then I have to remember, like, okay, that's the past. This is the present. I'm not being yelled at. I'm just being encouraged to like rise up in my life and step out of these old patterns of thinking. So the eclipse is here to help us with that, actually. Eclipses are not scary. I know in ancient times, they were so frightening. Can you imagine? In the middle of the day, it's dark, and then it's light again. Like, what? So this eclipse, too, has a beautiful grand trine. And I'm going to go pull the chart so I can just read it live for you. A grand trine in water. In water signs, which is pretty cool, because water, first of all, trine is a benevolent aspect. It always has a bit of like a light to it. It has like a shining kind of feel to it. It's not tense. It indicates a flow of energy, a balanced flow of energy. What's the kind of triangle that has each side even? Is that an isosceles triangle? You guys are going to have to remind me. But that's what a grand trine looks like. It's a perfectly balanced triangle of planets. And this is kind of cool because we have Saturn in Pisces and Mars in Cancer, water sign Cancer, and Venus hanging out in Scorpio right now, another water sign. So you know how we were talking about relationships? Mars and Venus are in this beautiful connection with Saturn, with each other, and with Saturn too. So what do I want to say about that? That's your inner masculine Mars and your inner feminine Venus. We all have these energies inside of us. We all have these energies in our astrology charts. They are in balance right now. The invitation is there anyway. So if you're, I'm going to use a phrase I use when I teach my, I don't know if you guys know this, I run Tantra speed date events in Denver and Boulder, Colorado. It's an international company called the Tantra Institute, and we are all over the planet. We're working our way around the world right now. I happen to be in charge of the ones in Colorado, but with masculine and feminine energy, you might notice if you spend most of your time in your mind or in your head, you know, planning the day, thinking about what's next, if you have small children, you're definitely doing that. You're multitasking. You're managing a whole lot of things at one time. You're focused on the tasks and you have the energy for it. That is how I'm going to describe masculine energy tonight. That's Mars. Mars gives us the impetus to go. It also holds space for our anger to be expressed in a safe and healthy way, which sometimes does mean yelling, you know, yelling in your car when no one's there. and then Venus, on the other side of the trine between Mars and Venus, Venus is our feminine energy. And feminine energy is soft. This is within all of us. It is open and it flows. So think about, you know, the water. Think about the water sign Scorpio, the deepest kind of, when I think of Scorpio, I always talk about the deepest part of the ocean where light doesn't enter. It's because it's so secret, it's so precious. Venus energy is kind of like that. It flows, it moves, it is flexible, it's mutable, it loves actually to be in motion and to dance with the energy of life. So we have this masculine Mars energy, get up and go, get things done, focusing forward, you know, like tunnel vision, sometimes kind of energy, because we need that to accomplish everything we need to do in a day. And then Venus inviting us to soften into you know, just to relax, for crying out loud, like just to enjoy our energy, enjoy moving, you know, having one of those days where you don't know what you're going to do. And you just kind of follow your energy. You just kind of go, oh, this sounds good. You go get a pizza, and then you go to the lake. And then, you know, you just kind of follow your energy. That's Venus energy. So those two planets, those two parts of ourselves, with this eclipse in Libra, very much inviting us to come into balance. First of all, to invite those parts of ourselves here. Sometimes we are so much in our masculine energy, and this is for everyone, no matter, you know, how you define your particular gender, you are so one-pointed focus that you forget even to relax before you go to bed. Like, you're hypervigilant all day long. And Saturn is here holding Mars and Venus in this grand trine, and Saturn is sometimes called the Lord of Time in astrology, or the planet of lessons, you know, the planet of life passages. And it's here kind of reminding us that it is time to be authentically you. It's time to find the mix of masculine and feminine energy that works for you. It's time to not suppress either one of those energies within yourself, but to find the mix to find the flavor that is most uniquely yours. It's time to have that relationship with yourself be so front and center in your life, kind of like you are leading with that energy. You're leading with your heart chakra and not with your brain. And so, yeah, Saturn is here like, okay, it's time, y'all, let's get to work here. Let's open our hearts. Let's get into our goals and our intentions, and let's be in the present. You know, this a grand trine has a center to it that is stillness. Now I'm thinking of the Sri Yantra, which is an Indian symbol for feminine energy that has the center that is still, just like we have stillness in our centers. Okay, what else do I want to say about this? So we can expect some things to change, and things probably already have changed. You may have changes in your relationships, definitely in your romantic relationships. There's just a deepening of connection, you know, that's available right now, and an invitation to harmony, like to really like work on just being, how do I want to say this? Almost like in awe of your partner, like their goals and dreams become yours, and they do the same for you. And because you're each on your own life path, you know, we want our most beloved partners to have what they want in life. But that takes an extraordinary amount of releasing of our own ego, right? Sometimes. Okay, let me just look at my notes here, see what else I want to say about this eclipse. Well, I have, and during my eclipse experience, I don't know. I mean, of course, we just came out of Virgo season. You know, the sun's only at 10 degrees Libra, and I started this project of going through all of the paper, all of my files, all of my notebooks, and I'm a writer, so it's not like there's only two. There's like seven or eight boxes of notebooks. And I went through files on my computer. You know, sometimes when you're saving things, you're really good about it. You're really good about titling that file, that document file perfectly. And other times you just hit save and go on with your day. Well, I went through and I found some really great stuff. So I'm redoing my files. I shredded a whole bunch of stuff. It felt awesome. But my place is still, yeah, my house is still a bit cluttery with things that need to go back into the files. I found poems I'd forgotten about. I found the beginnings of stories I'd forgotten about. And I had been longing to get back to writing. And there you go. These little reminders started to come in. Also, whenever we're going through our stuff, it's like a time travel experience. For me, Virgo season tends to be like that anyway. But because I'm looking through files and looking through papers, whether, you know, stuff from when I lived in Maryland, stuff from when I was married, stuff from my apartment in Boulder, looking through all those things, it kind of time traveling back to those places and healing the parts of myself, like gathering up, almost like this giant soul retrieval situation has been going on in my place for the last couple of weeks. So that's what my experience has been. What has your experience have been, you guys? And I almost wish we were all live on the radio together so we could hear each other's voices and go over all this stuff. Okay, I'm in the chat room, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to create an intention, the Facebook cooperates with me, or and that I can cooperate with it, so that I can see everyone's comments. Because what I noticed last time I was on the radio on Ginger's show was I couldn't see it all for some reason. So anyway, okay, I'm gonna go here and see what people are talking about. Chris is sharing, okay, it is a rather uncomfortable eclipse transiting her moon. I feel you, my friend, so deeply, and sending you some healing light to that place, the places that feel tender right now. And in fact, before I want to go any further, I want to set an intention too, that healing and recovery comes quickly to everyone who was affected by the hurricane. Because wow, so many people are having some really challenging experiences right now. I have a friend in Hendersonville, North Carolina, who's okay, and her family's okay, but they're very involved in helping, trying to help, but because so many people are not. So let's set the intention that the recovery, the healing, that food and water and energy and power find its way back to everyone, and that the recovery time, you know, is quick and gentle as possible. So this eclipse transiting your moon is tough, Chris. I hear you. Let's see if anyone else wants to share what their time has been like. I'm refreshing Facebook. I'm taking a risk and refreshing it, because where did it go? We don't know. It's been eclipsed. I love this dancing teddy bear. Hey, Paula. Paula's saying good evening, Ginger and Luna and everyone. Ginger is taking the night off, but I'm Jennifer and I'm here hanging with you guys. Pamela is saying she had a lot of stuff break, which in turn led to mandatory cleaning things out. Yeah. Sometimes we need that, right? Sometimes we need like a leak in the kitchen faucet so that we'll go under there and clean out everything that's under the kitchen sink. So yeah, mandatory cleaning of things. I definitely hear you there. Let's see. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone else's comments. And if, I don't know if Jay, if you're listening, but if I miss anybody, please let me know. Okay. I'm going to go over here. All right. So let's do some readings. I brought my, one of my favorite decks is called Divine Abundance. It's by Tosha Silver. And I don't know if you all know her work, but she wrote a bunch of books. One is called Outrageous Openness. And it's called Outrageous Openness, Letting the Divine Lead the Way, which is an awesome title. And it's all about learning to surrender your plan and allowing Divine's plan. Following Divine's plan, following that energy. She also has a book called Change Me Prayers. And I know there's another one, but she has a bunch of card decks, at least two, that because I have two. There may be more. And this one is my favorite. It's called Divine Abundance. There's a beautiful prayer of hers, too, called the Divine... It's called the... Divine Abundance Change Me Prayer, I think. I'm going to go over, see if I can find it on my YouTube channel, because I did a, like, I made a little video to it. So I have a YouTube channel, you guys, that is very much focused on astrology. And Once upon a time, years back, I also made, I did poetry videos. And I'm gonna go and do a big search. But I'll put a link in the chat room to my channel. Yes, it's called the Complete Abundance Change Me Prayer. Okay, so we don't want to hear the ad. If I had it right in front of me, I would recite it for you right now. Okay, that's not right. So, you guys, if you would like a reading tonight, whoops, I don't want this to play. I'm trying to go grab the link. If you would like a reading tonight, please come over to the chat room, leave me a comment, leave me a question, and I'd be happy to pull a card for you tonight. Okay. I don't know if you guys heard that. But that's the beginning of. I just posted you the link, of course, so we didn't get a preview, but okay. Okay, so come on over and leave me a question, or just let me know you'd like a card. And let me go, I'm going to go over here again. All this stuff was pulled up for me. Okay, my channel is called, you can find it by searching Dove Light Astrology or my name, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. I'm going to put a link in the chat for you for that too. And let's see if we can get a preview. There we go. Okay. So, refreshing the Facebook chat room. And I'm going to pull a card for all of us first. Okay, we had some. All right. Okay, we had something. Oh, great. The first card that came out, popped out, is called Change. I wonder why. And it's actually an image of the Hindu goddess Durga. I love this deck because it does have a lot of like goddess like iconography, especially Hindu goddesses. And my background is in yoga and Vedic philosophy, so I really resonate with all of the aspects of the feminine divine. So, Durga is always depicted riding on a tiger or a lion. So, we already know this energy is about handling everything and coming in with power. Coming in with energy, like the eclipse. And but at the same time, she is covered with butterflies. Okay, so we have this beautiful tiger, this beautiful feminine goddess, eight-armed goddess who's riding a tiger, but she's also is surrounded by butterflies. So the message on the card is change, and when the ego finally sees the utter madness of trying to control everything, you come to a sacred crossroads in your own evolution. I can relate to this because I've really been struggling with, knowing that I have friends in Asheville who I haven't heard from, and my friend in Hendersonville, and I really love the city of Asheville, North Carolina. And I know Georgia, Atlanta, like South Carolina has been affected, Florida. My focus has been on North Carolina for personal reasons, and just feeling some despair and helplessness about, what do I do? Who do I send money to? Who do I donate to? Where do I focus my attention? And I like this reminder, when the ego finally sees the utter madness of trying to control everything, you come to a sacred crossroads in your own evolution. So we can let go of trying to be the business manager of the universe. and let ourselves be surrounded by butterflies instead, and know that all is being taken care of. Whew, all right. So I'm gonna refresh the page and see. Okay. Tara's saying she hears that forced cleaning that Pamela was doing in her house is called cats. Do your cats have a lot of toys? My youngest has two cats and they have a lot of toys, but they're everywhere. Just like, I'm looking around my place right now. Okay. There's tennis balls there. Yeah. There's dog toys everywhere. Okay. Looking here. I see Pamela's asking for a card. So let's do that. All right, I'm going to shuffle this deck really well. Whoa, okay. I like to shuffle until the cards fly out. All right, we have on this card, Shiva Nataraj. That's the image on the card. That's Shiva, Lord of Karma, Lord of Creation, who's dancing in the energy of life, dancing in the flow of life, listening to the celestial music and letting himself, herself be, you know, in that flowing energy. And the card is called Allowing. And Shiva Nataraj is actually surrounded by stars and birds in this image. Allowing. And the message is radical acceptance says yes to reality in any given moment. So that what's needed can come next. Radical acceptance says yes to reality, capital R, reality, in any given moment, so what's needed can come next. Allowing, by getting out of our own way, what is needed, what's supposed to come, can come in. So that's your message tonight. That's for Pamela. Okay, I'm just gonna scroll here. I'm only seeing that one question, you guys. All right, I guess everyone's gonna get a message tonight. Miss Freya is snoring. I don't know if you can hear her. She went from, probably because I'm talking constantly, she went from being Miss Barky Pants to snoring. I love it. Okay. I'm going to get a drink of water. So if you would like a card of your very own, you can come and leave me a question. Just let me know in the chat room. It is fall here now, you guys. I'm in, like I said, I'm just outside of Boulder, Colorado, and you know, we are almost 6,000 feet, so we have at elevation, and the mornings and the evenings are really crisp right now. I'm really liking that word, crisp. So it's not cold yet, even though it's in the 40s, like it's crisp because it's not cold, because within an hour of it being in the 40s, it's going all the way up. Excuse me. And it goes up. We had a high today of like almost 90, 89. And with the sun at elevation, the sun is really intense. That's been a wild thing to get used to here. But I look out my window onto this like wall of trees, and it's been so green and lush. which is not a word I usually get to use about Colorado, but it's been so green and lush all spring, summer, and now those trees are starting to turn orange and yellow, and pretty soon the leaves will be falling. And sometimes by Halloween, we get our first snow. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, which is also something I never said when I lived in Maryland. I'm looking forward to the snow, but I'll tell you what, it's about humidity. It's about the moisture because it is so dry here. Okay, yeah. I don't know if I'm not seeing the whole chat room or what. I want to make sure that I am. So I'm going to come in from another direction. Okay. It's kind of a quiet energy too, don't you think? The eclipse energies, kind of internal, and that's the new moon too. Like it calls us inward. It calls us to meditate. It calls us to, to focus either on our internal experience or, you know, straightening up and organizing our homes and just having lots of silence, which can be so luscious in this particular world, right? Okay, so I'm just going to pull another card. Let's pull a card for Ginger and Luna. How about that? Oh, okay, Tara's asking for a card. I'm going to pull a card for Ginger, Inner Power. Ginger, if you're listening to this, Inner Power. There's an image of a lion, and the message says, give me the courage and the power to do what must be done. Give me the courage and the power to do what must be done. Inner Power. Okay, and Tara's asking about her dog, Jasper. What I'm getting is to watch Jasper overnight. And if you still see that he's favoring that, it feels like it's a joint thing or a leg thing. If you see that his energy is, if it's more low tomorrow, or if he's favoring any part of his body, if he's limping, then take him in. But tonight, keep your eye on him. He's probably in a little bit of pain too. Gosh, I'm sorry that he came home injured. I hope it was from having too much fun and not from another dog, you know? So lots of TLC tonight. And if he still seems subdued tomorrow, definitely reach out to your vet. Okay. Just a short moment of silence. I got the card Flow. We're talking about this grand trine in water. Grand trines are so sweet. Whenever I'm reading for someone and they have this aspect, it's a gift. Like a trine is a gift. A grand trine is a sacred gift that you have and you're here to learn about. And this card, Flow, has a dolphin on it. And the message is, allow me, divine, to move with the flow and respond with calmness and peace. That is a really good message, because guess what? I have not been responding to things with calmness and peace this week, which is kind of unlike me. I've been getting, and some of it is political stuff, right? We had the vice president's debate last night, VP candidates. But Allow me, divine, to move with the flow and respond with calmness and peace. I have been meditating more. Have you guys noticed that call within yourselves to like back to center? Like this summer, I've been recovering from a couple different physical things. One of them was a sprained ankle, and I found myself going back to yoga and meditation, which has been so wonderful because I love vinyasa yoga. I love when I was teaching, that's the style I taught. And I love the flow from one posture to the next, from one asana to the next. And then landing in meditation at the end. It's been a true gift. And the best part is I've been doing yoga outside in the morning. Shh, don't tell anybody. Because I don't want anybody to see me or watch me. Remember, I told you about the wall of trees I have behind my place. But oh my gosh, I'm like, why didn't I think of this before? And yeah, such a gift to myself to have that practice come back online in me, and the desire to get up and do that each day, because it has definitely helped me with my ability to not respond with anger and grouchiness, but instead to be in a space of calmness and peace as much as possible. I would love to know how many of you have animals. My sense, I have this feeling like everybody does. Everyone has animals at home. It's the feeling I get just tuning in. Or if not in your home, like you're feeding the birds, or the squirrels, or loving on animals in your neighborhood. They make the best companions. Okay, yes, it's his hip. Yeah, it felt like a joint thing. Tara, my husband didn't see what happened. I don't know if you have any like rescue remedy, or whether it's for pets or for humans, doesn't matter. You can put it on topically. Or if you have anything like what I often use with Freya, if I'm going to be out working, if I'm going to be away from home for a while, it's I call it doggy downers. It's like a mix of herbs that we take for sleep, like valerian, or there's a little bit of melatonin in it. And some other herbs for relaxation. Like if you have something like that that could help Jasper just relax and feel more comfortable tonight. But it doesn't feel like you need to go to the ER vet unless he's, vocal about it. ER vets are very busy at night too, just like people ERs. Okay. Oh, you're welcome, Pamela. Yeah, I think it's a message for all of us, just get out of our own way, right? Yeah. Let go of control. And it's okay. This is something I've learned. You're gonna crack up because when I was married for a very long time. I was married for almost 3 decades. Yes, I was married very young. And I just had this thing, and I don't know if I had learned it from my mother or my grandmother or what, but like I wanted to start the day, with the kids and breakfast and everything and making lunches. Like I wanted to start the day with the kitchen clean, with the sink empty. And so I never, ever, for all those years, went to bed with anything in the sink. Like it had to all go in the dishwasher, dishwasher turned on. Like I was sort of a control freak. about that. And now, I've been practicing. This is so silly to even say, but leaving dishes in the sink when I go to sleep at night, it's radical, man. So, letting go of control. And just like if I'm drinking a glass of water or whatever, it can stay in the sink overnight. And guess what? Nobody's unhappy about it. The day is still perfect. The next morning is lovely. Letting go of control. That was one of my control things. I had to really practice. So funny. Okay. Thank you guys for joining me here tonight. We are actually coming to the end of our time together. I'm going to just refresh here with slow Facebook and see. Oh, Renee, yeah, feel those bird feeders. Getting chilly out there. I have a neighbor who, it's so funny. She's a squirrel woman, right? She has a lot of feeders on her patio. They're like on the patio, but it's for the squirrels. So when Freya and I walk by her place, they scatter. Like there'll be 20 of them scattering from her porch. It's so funny. Whether you feed the birds or the squirrels, up to you. Okay, let's do one more card and then we're going to end for tonight. Another great energy card, peacock energy. Because there's this beautiful peacock on this card. And I'm actually remembering Ginger was talking about a friend of hers who has a peacock, which I didn't know you could have, but of course you can if you wanted, right? Okay, and the message is extraordinary. There is a wild and impetuous uniqueness to you that deserves to be honored. I love that. All right, you guys, we are going to end here tonight. Thank you so much for being with me. We're going to put this recording up in the archives for you on 12radio.com. And Ginger will be back again next week. And thank you again for being here with us. And I will see you on One to Listen, and I'll see you back on the radio again soon, I hope. You guys have a good night. Take care.